the legislature passed several headline-making bills related to abortion, yet there were still other bills that never made it out of the state house this year. They include the bill to change the way fetal remains are handled in Ohio. House Republicans introduced the legislation that would require a pregnant woman seeking an abortion to fill out a form designating how she would like the fetal remains to be disposed of. Republican Representative Kyle Kaler of Springfield was a sponsor of the bill.
Whether they're selling body parts or simply tossing them into landfills doesn't matter to me anymore. As a legislator, I can no longer stand by and trust what Planned Parenthood does with the body of aborted babies.
That bill was based off an anti-Planned Parenthood video, accusing the group of improperly disposing of remains. But that video ended up being bogus. Also failing to pass out of both chambers was the bill to strengthen Ohio's vicious dogs law, which would hold owners accountable for the actions of their pets. And an effort to create more accountability for online charter schools went nowhere after a few hearings in the Senate Finance Committee. The bill would make sure e-school students were putting in a full day's work. Republican Senator Peggy Lehner of Kettering says this is a serious problem that goes beyond wasteful spending.
We hear it all the time from schools saying that children leave their brick-and-mortar schools. They go to an online school and they come back a year or two later and haven't made any academic progress at all. And I think it's very important that we look at that and make sure that that isn't happening.
Republican Senate President Keith Faber was accused of stalling the bill by putting it in Senate Finance rather than in Lehner's Education Committee. But he said since it related to state funding of e-schools, it was properly placed. One of Governor John Kasich's major goals since taking office has been to raise the severance tax on oil and gas drillers. However, another General Assembly has passed without the House or Senate acting on that issue. Faber suggested that the legislature create a system that increases the tax on oil and gas production, and it triggers when market conditions improve.
The same reason everybody talks about the time to do redistricting reform is before anybody's on the ballot under the new maps. It may be time to talk about that tax reform before anybody thinks it's going to come into apply.
But the so-called fracking tax never moved. There were several other newsmaking bills that got held up. For instance, the bill to ban companies from making realistic fake guns. The bill allowing religious leaders to refuse to perform same-sex weddings. And the bill to stem drug abuse by increasing the use of tamper-proof pills. But the very last bill to get right up to the finish line before getting cut by the Senate, just before the session ended, was a House bill to allow civil protection orders for those in dating relationships. This was a top issue for outgoing Democratic Representative Christy Coons of Cincinnati. So Republican House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger let Coons take the gavel when the bill passed, to the applause of the chamber.
House will come to order.
The House will come to order.
While the bill was approved in the House in the early morning hours, the Senate decided not to consider it before adjourning. Bills that were proposed and didn't pass in the last 2 years are officially dead, but as is often the case, many will return at the beginning of the next session in January. But that's also when Kasich plans to roll out his budget plan, which usually overshadows other legislative initiatives for the first 6 months of the year. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.